Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
This is the Ride Nerdy Show. We bridge the gap between hip hopping, everyday life. Man, I want to say one time for everybody on the check-in. I want to say one time for all my good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Make sure y'all check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Got to say one time for our internet radio home, Ride 95. Definitely make sure y'all check us out Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Got to say one time for all the streaming sites. All the streaming sites that carry the Riding Dirty Show. All the streaming sites that carry the Riding Dirty Show that give us a platform. Sites like iTunes, YouTube, Audio Mac, Mixcloud. We are on all your favorite streaming sites. All you got to do is go to your favorite streaming site and type in the words Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURGYRADIO, and check us out and, you know, get a hold of some of the goodness. All right? Now, as you know, this is the platform we give voice to the voices. We give those. We give those who don't normally have a platform opportunity to speak their mind, the opportunity to speak their mind. Okay? We are what's next now. All right? We give you what's next right now. Now, I need everybody to make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at Riding Dirty Radio. That's Instagram. That's TikTok. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's and YouTube. RIDINDURTYRADIO. Okay. All right. Now we are definitely waiting for our guests to come on. But before we do, man, make sure if y'all check us out on YouTube, make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure you, if you like what you see and hear, make sure you join. Or obtain you a subscription. Every month we give away free lunch to one of our lucky subscribers, all right? So make sure you become a member of the gang gang over at Riding Dirty Radio on YouTube, all right? Now, if you're an artist out there, you need your music promoted or you like to be promoted on our Instagram page, all you got to do is make sure you inbox us. Once you inbox us, let us know that you're in need or you're looking for promotions, and we can definitely get you promoted and get you going and, you know, in the right direction. All right? Okay. All right. Now, we are patiently waiting on our guest. Our guest today is Mr. Shinny Glide, who's an artist out of Los Angeles, California. We're waiting on him to come on. He has a blend of all kinds of music and we can't wait to hear what he got to say. Just waiting for him to log on. I've seen him, and there we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what we do right here on the Riding Dirty platform. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have on the line Mr. Shinny Glide. How you doing today? Okay, he just dropped off. I'm not sure what's going on with his phone. I just seen him. He popped up, and he popped out. You popped up. What up, Ricky 615? I see you. He popped up and he popped out. We're going to try to get him back on. Man, it's got to be nice in California. I'm not sure what's going on with him. As we try to get him back on, we're patiently waiting for him to join. Call in and let us know what's going on in his world. And as I was saying, make sure y'all check us out on TikTok, on YouTube. Make sure you check us out on all social media platforms. Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO, RIDINDURTYRADIO. All right. Now, my man, Shinny Glide. We got a lot of things going on. Just signed a major distribution deal with Sony Music over at Orchard. I'm sure a lot of y'all know about Orchard. It's a subsidiary of Sony. They're actually the distribution network to Sony. So just waiting on my guy to come on and talk to us and let us know what's going on in his world. Introduce him to you guys. And get it crackling. Okay? Alright. And we will wait. We will wait. Alright. Now, if you're an artist out there, please make sure you submit your music because we do a daily stream on 8 platforms. We stream on 8 different platforms. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Bego. Alright? We stream on all those platforms. Make sure you email us or submit your music to bigvicxl@gmail.com. That's bigvicxl@gmail.com. Okay? And make sure you submit MP3s. MP3s. Okay? All right. Make sure I send my guy a message and get him on, okay? All right. Now, make sure y'all submit MP3s to bigvicxl@gmail.com. That way you can become part of our stream. We stream on 8 different platforms. We go live 1 hour a day, okay? That's bigvicxl@gmail.com. bigvicxl@gmail.com. Make sure you submit your MP3 to us and make sure you can become part of our daily rotation. We definitely have the livest chat out there, all right? So, again, make sure you can submit your music. All right, let me see. I see I got my guy on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now we have him in queue. All right, turn down your computer. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. On the line right now, we have Mr. Shinny Glide. What's going on? Yo.
Mic check, 1, 2. I am here. I'm not Shinny Glide, though.
All right, who is it?
I just called in. This Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm on the radio.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with our guest. All right, let's get him on. Okay. All right, we're trying to get my guy on. For some reason, we're having some connection problems. I see him every time he's in queue, but then he hangs up. It's only a computer. There's no need to be afraid. Okay. Let's see what we got going on. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can you hear
ladies
me?
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Ah, great. Yes. Great. Nice to meet
okay,
you.
Okay. All right. Is it Shinny Glide or Shinny Glide?
Yes, Shinny Glide. That's me, Shinny
okay.
Glide.
All right, Mr. Shinny Glide. I heard you every time you queued up. You was just hanging up. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. I'm glad that we can talk now.
Okay, so let's get into it. All right. First and foremost, welcome to the Ride Dirty Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure for me.
Okay. Very humbled to have you here and have the opportunity to introduce you and what you got going on to our people who definitely check out the show, whether they're listening live on the radio or whether they just not listen to all the replays on the streaming sites. So we're very humbled to have you here.
Thank you very much, and I hope many people can hear me today. I'm very excited to talk about my music.
Okay, the first thing I want to ask, Mr. Shiny Glide, where are you from?
Yes, I'm from southern Italy, and I've been living in L.A. for a while, and then New Orleans, Los Angeles, Dublin, Philadelphia. I've been in Ireland, too, in Dublin. You know, I've been in many places, you know. And now I'm in Dominican Republic right now. I travel a lot, you know.
Oh, you're in the DR.
Yeah, Dominican Republic. Very, very nice island in the Caribbean at the moment.
That is a very beautiful place, a very beautiful place. I had an opportunity to visit the Dominican Republic at one point in time, and I really enjoyed myself.
Yes, beautiful. Always the weather is great all the time. There are beautiful beaches, you know, and most of people are relaxed, more very happy people here. Yeah, they love to dance very much. They love the Caribbean music, reggaeton and bachata, merengue, you know. It's just
right, right. Okay, so now you mentioned that you travel a lot.
Yeah.
Out of all the places you travel, what is your favorite?
Well, my favorite place is, I like a lot Dublin, New Orleans, and Dominican Republic. Also Los Angeles, but it's too big, you know, and people are a little bit cold sometimes, too busy, you know. In big towns, people are very busy, you know, lots of people, lots of cars. So sometimes it's good to be around nature, you know, if you can find a nice place near nature, like in southern Italy or even here in Dominican Republic, there are beautiful beaches and you can get more relaxation and inspiration for your music too. It's better for the music, you know, to rest and relax, and so you can be more productive and more creative too.
Okay. All right, so look, let's talk about your early beginnings. Like, what were you born, and when did you get into music?
You know, as soon as I put my hand on my first guitar, I fell in love with music. I was just an adolescent, you know, and I started to write songs very easily, you know, because I have this gift, you know. It comes out very easily to create music and words, you know. I've been a musician and a poet throughout my life, you know. So then I started to try to study piano, classical music, but anyway, I really love all music. I have a lot of different influences and styles, you know, such as classical music, indie rock, psychedelic rock, blues, jazz, and even bedroom pop, dream pop, lo-fi, you know, anything. I love music. I just love music.
Okay.
So
who are some of your influences?
I like to experiment too, you know, and create instrumental music as well, you know.
Okay. Who are some of your inspirations?
What did you say? Sorry?
Who are some of your inspiration when it comes to creating music?
Well, you know, I got inspiration from so many people, you know. You know, like classic rock, Pink Floyd, Supertramp, Ozzy Osbourne, Genesis, Led Zeppelin, you know, Billy Idol. But I also like B.B. King, black music, you know, like blues. B.B. King is my favorite blues artist. And I also like classical music, you know, like Chopin, Mozart, Debussy, Camille Saint-Saëns, Bach, you know. There's good music. There's a lot of, I love all styles of music, and I guess I take inspiration from all of them, you know.
Right. Okay. At what age did you started? Did you start recording music and performing music and writing music?
I think I was around 20, you know, 18, 20. Very young, you know, I started very young. And then I'm an indie rock artist, and I self-released a lot of albums, you know, especially in the last few years, because I got a lot of free time with this COVID, you know, staying inside. And so I took it in a positive way, you know, to study, to practice, and to produce new music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, because you like to experiment with so many styles of music, how would you classify, what would you classify as?
Well, how would I classify my music? Sometimes it's like indie rock, psychedelic rock. You know, I like a lot of new psychedelic bands like Black Angels, Holy Wave, Magic Castles, Rancho Relaxo. You know, they're not very popular, but some have a lot of good songs. You know, a lot of good music. So. Also, I like lo-fi artists, dream pop artists, because it's very hypnotic and relaxing. So sometimes I can take inspiration from them too, like Michael Sayer, Boyo, Om Shake, you know, lots of people. I like to discover new artists on Spotify, you know.
All right. How do you feel about the music of today that's being created? Like, you know, I've noticed, like, projects are getting shorter, songs are getting shorter.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel, how do you feel about a new generation of musicians out?
Actually, it's a good time for creating music because everything is digital and it's much easier and less expensive than before. But, you know, sometimes it lacks originality, you know. That you can find more originality in the 70s, 80s, music, 60s, you know. But there are, like I said, there are original bands too now. It's just that I feel sorry for them and for myself, because these people like Spotify owner Daniel Ek, you know, they don't pay much. The artist. So it's really sad, you know, that an artist works so hard to create his music and get paid so little. It's, you know, it's like being a slave, I guess. But let's put it in a happy way, positive way. At least I'm a slave to music, slave to love, because I love it. And I would do it anyway, you know, even for free and for the love of music and for the love of the people that will enjoy it. Because I like to make people feel good with my music as much as I can.
Gotcha. All right, now, you currently just inked a deal through Sony Music Distribution through Orchard. Tell us a little bit about your current deal.
Yeah, I have a distribution deal with Sony Orchard, and they told me to send them more songs, to release more songs, and hopefully I will get an advance, you know, so I can keep on creating it and have more marketing for my music. It's a really exciting thing, you know. I will know that around the beginning of the new year, you know, thanks to my manager, Tony D. Young, that really works hard for me and really believes and loves my music.
Okay. No doubt. So what's it like linking with a major distribution company like Sony? The sky has to be the limit for you.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's very exciting because they told me they really like my music and they want me to release my old albums again with them. So that's a good sign, and that I've become a VIP, like Tony DeYoung told me. So I'm very proud of it. Also because they like any songs of mine, because, you know, all my songs may have a different style sometimes, you know, but they all have one thing in common, which is a strong inspiration, and I just do it when I feel that it's coming, you know. So they have this strong creative and inspirational, you know, thing, you know, that is part of all my music. So I'm grateful to this gift, to the Lord, and to anyone that support me in this moment of my life.
Okay. All right. Now, you're known for your catchy hooks and melodies. Why do hooks and melodies come so easy for you?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I don't know. I guess it's magic, you know. It's something really, it's
magic.
Something I can't explain. It's magic, inspiration, you know. I guess I also have an absolute ear, you know, and a very distinctive and natural approach to music, you know. It just comes out of me, you know. So, I think it's a divine gift, you know. So I thank God every day for this gift, you know, because it's the most beautiful thing for me to create music. There's nothing I love more than this.
All right, being that you travel so much, how much do going to all the different places you go, and those are beautiful places, how much does that influence on how you write?
First of all, I've been influenced by good times and bad times, you know, because through music you can express anything, all emotion, you know, it's always like you feel healed, you feel blessed after you play a couple of songs or you just practice or you study something, you know. So I managed to enjoy creating music everywhere I've been. There's not a place where I haven't been inspired. So, you know, even through hard times, maybe especially hard times, you know, I get a lot of music really helped me to survive, you know. I could have become a different person, not necessarily in a good way, you know, but music saved my life, you know, many times. So I'm very grateful to music and to this gift.
Okay. The name Shiny Glide, explain that name. That's a very unique name.
Yeah. I like to tell the story about this name, you know. It's been here in the Caribbean a few years ago. There were so many beautiful albatross gliding in the sky, you know, flying and gliding. It was so beautiful just to look at them. I started to feel like them, you know, like this peaceful, magic feeling of floating in the air with no effort, you know. Maybe it's the same way I create music. I just glide with no effort, and I feel the bliss of it, you know. It's the light of it. It's a shining, shining, like shining glass, you know? I feel the light. Yeah. That's the story about my name, you know? And I hope to see more verse like that to lift my spirit again, you know? It's always good to watch birds glide. Also, maybe also, you know, many times I use a slide guitar, you know, and the slide guitar visually makes you think about gliding birds, especially seagulls and albatross, you know. This sound, you know, makes you feel this glide, you know. So that's another thing, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, you released a song called Soul Food on November the 8th. Tell me a little bit about it and how it was received.
Ah, yeah. This song, Soul Food, and very soon on December 28th, I will release a new single with Sony Distribution called Golden Mountains, you know. So Soul Food, it's a really, really spiritual song, and romantic in the same way, because it goes, I want to share my soul food with a woman of my dreams. I want to make her feel good with a music and a tree. So there's everything, you know, the woman, the soul food, which is music, and the tree, the nature, you know. So it's the best thing in life, you know, love, nature, and music.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, now, social media is a very, very important tool to most artists. How have you been able to incorporate soul food, incorporate social media into your everyday marketing, and how you are able to obtain fans through it?
Yeah, usually I use a lot, you know, Spotify, promote a lot on Spotify and YouTube, you know. And now I have this very good manager, Tony DeYoung, always pushing me to progress and to get to the next level, you know. And I agree, you know, you need to do a lot of marketing, a lot of promotion, radio interviews like this, you know, in order to get some recognition.
Okay. All right. Now, before we get up out of here, before I let you run, let the people know how to follow you on social media so we can run those numbers up.
Yeah. They can look at my videos, you know, the music videos I make. I make videos myself, too, you know. I really enjoy that, you know. And so my YouTube channel, you know, you just make shiny glide, and then you see my videos. So. Or you can find me on Spotify, you know. You will find a lot of music on Spotify that I released, especially in the next few years, you know. So there's music for every taste, you know, especially for people with soul, you know, because only people with soul can appreciate music. People without soul can appreciate nothing. They just can drag you down. They are the haters, you know what I mean? But people with soul can never let you down. They love music, and they can communicate with you in the best way.
All right, Shiny God, I definitely appreciate your time and energy today.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing more from you, and you have a blessed day.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate. It was a pleasure, and I wish everybody a happy Christmas and a wonderful new year, you know. All the best to everyone, for sure.
I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Bye. Goodbye.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. Shiny Glide. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on all social media platforms at Shiny Glide. And that's S-H-I-N-Y-G-L-I-D-E. All right? Make sure you tell them Ryan Dirty Show sent you. All right? It's your boy, Big XL. Remember, always be a good person. Till next time.